Congratulations, Kevin. I suppose the first half performance set it up really into the wind. You knew the old subconscious worked and you knew you had to work hard into the wind, and you did.
Oh, definitely, Liam. Like, you know, when you come down to Exeter Park, you always know there's going to be a breeze here, and I suppose it's just an external factor you have to add in when you're coming down here to play. Look, and no matter if we were playing into it or playing against it, we had to work hard for the first half and see where it took us, and thankfully it did. Like, we got a couple of breaks and a couple of good scores and broke their momentum. So, don't know, we were reasonably happy coming in at half time, but a lot to work on still.
A lot of good use of the ball in the first half and running off the shoulder and creating the space. And when you got through and goal that time, we knew you were going to score. You probably did yourself, did you?
I don't know about that. I didn't know if the legs were going to keep going, Liam, but thankfully they did. And, you know, we're playing that short game at the minute and it's working well for us there. So, like, you know, we're playing Federer the next day. We might have to change it to suit that game and throughout the championship. We're going to have to change and adapt to the situation and the teams that we're playing against as well.
Use Nick Doyle well. He's very good in the air and he's been working a lot on his hurling, hasn't he, in the last couple of months?
Definitely, yeah. Look, Nick is a serious superstar, whether he's playing football, hurling, rugby, you know yourself. He's a lot to offer on any team, and, like, to be fair to him, today he was outstanding and he caught a couple of high balls and he was really good for us, and it was a platform for us to work off. So, look, it's going to be someone else the next day maybe, but if we all ruin, like, you know, please God, we'll get over the line again.
How hard is it for you, having trained so hard with the county team, playing in the league and then playing the championship and disappointment of the championship? Is the club a great place to come back to, or is it difficult when you go out and start to hurl again?
Nah, look, there's no better place to come back to than your club. Like, you know, it's where you started, it's where you're going to finish. Like, obviously there was serious disappointment this year getting bet by Clare, and, you know, we all needed a couple of days to kind of get over that and figure out what went wrong, and then just to buy back into the clubs, and the lads were brilliant to us. Like, they gave us a couple of days off and then we kind of got back in training, and there was a serious drive there then from the boys, and they lifted myself and Liam, and, you know, training's been good the last couple of weeks, but it's brilliant to be back. Look, as I said, that's where you start, that's where you finish, Liam.
Any views on new manager coming in? Davey is there 5 years with you now, and I suppose there will be a change of voice and a change of direction maybe?
Ah, yeah, look, it's a huge disappointment that Davey's gone. Obviously, it's been a huge journey the last 5 years, and it's been brilliant for everyone and the buzz around Wexford. Like, you know, hurling was really on the up and he brought it to a great place again. And look, whoever comes in, we wish him the best of luck. You know, hopefully we'll be involved again, and we just have to buy into it again no matter who it is and give it a good rattle, yeah?
Well done today, Kevin.
Thanks very much, lads. Cheers. Thanks.